A unicorn fell from the sky to the ocean planet, where the dragons dwell with the heaviest matter of the universe, flying whales, and a shitload of pick scrapes. On this episode of Blender Style, Gojira from Mars to Sirius, released in 2005. Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
I picked grapes once.
I've been a Gojira fan for many years, and for a long time they were one of my favorite bands. If you asked me who one of my favorite bands was, I was going to probably tell you Gojira. Later became Cattle Decapitation. It was really, I knew I wanted to pick Gojira at some point. I just didn't know which album, so I kind of struggled with the right album to pick. So I decided to go with From Mars to Sirius. It's probably their best one. Maybe not. We'll find out. You guys are, I think we've all seen Gojira live.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah. A
few times.
Yeah.
Once. I saw him once.
When did you get into Gojira, Nathan?
So, I gotta say, like, this album came out in 2005, and I didn't hear of this band until, like, maybe 2 years ago.
Oh, right on.
Kind of not really on my radar, to tell you the truth. Maybe longer than 2 years ago. So Brent Hinds from Mastodon is, I guess, Mastodon is associated with this band, mm-hmm. kind of, you know what I mean? And I How? Saw that, I think they're just in, like, the similar, like, rock, like, metal kind of.
They're peers.
They, like, play together, peers, yeah. and stuff. And I've always been a Mastodon fan, and I saw that Brent Hinds had like a Gojira patch or a Gojira something. But I also know that he's also into, like, Godzilla and stuff. So I just figured it was Godzilla.
Like, oh, he's into the Japanese version.
Yeah, really. I just had no idea.
Which is why they originally called Godzilla.
Yeah,
everyone knows this, I think. And they had to change their name for the rights.
I didn't know this.
So they're now called Gojira, yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
It's a bad band name. It's a really bad band name.
Yeah,
I would say.
I'm like, you're French. You could have came up with some cool French shit.
But I started listening to Gojira when Casey introduced me mm-hmm. to Gojira. And I had the chance to see them, I think it was last year or whatever, for the first time.
Yeah,
and, last year or the year before. They're a pummeling live band. It's
yeah, very.
Pretty good.
So I think I heard of Gojira, like, years ago, maybe, like, 2005 or 6, maybe earlier than that. But I never, like you, I never got into them. I think they were described as, like, this really heavy band. And I never saw that. I never got, like, oh, they're good, but they weren't, like, super heavy, and they just weren't my style.
No, they're not. They're kind of, but they're not at the
yeah,
same time.
I think that was, like, this. They had this big hype about them back in the day, but it didn't live up to that hype for me. And I watched Whale Wars all the time back in the day.
What?
Some show where they would, like, chase around Japanese whaling vessels in Antarctica or whatever and, like, throw stuff at them. And one of the seasons they got a boat and they named it Gojira because of a donation from the band.
Yeah, that's
cool. Oh.
Yeah, they're very
whale.
Much,
yeah, whale.
Whale. Gotcha.
What did you think I said?
Like pumping unit wells.
Yeah. Wells. Yeah, like wells.
I should have picked up from the context clues because there's horse. Nothing but whales on this.
Yeah. And so they donated some money and they bought Slip this boat or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's just stupid. Like, I thought it was just, like, real gimmicky or whatever. And then I think it was the first year we went to Aftershock was the first year that I heard them live. The one where they had it out in the big field or whatever.
Oh.
The year they moved away from Discovery Park.
Oh, yeah.
15, I think it was.
Yeah, 2015.
And they were live, and I was like, oh, wow, this is pretty good. And they put on an awesome show, but I never got into them after that. And then that song was on the radio, Salvera or whatever. And it kind of got me into them. And I kind of started listening to it more and more, and I've seen them a few times since then. But I wouldn't say they're, like, really on my radar kind of thing.
Really?
They're in my wheelhouse, like, they're in my repertoire of music, but they're not on my constant rotation. I think I'm turned off by their political statements on a lot of stuff.
I think that kind of, like, is, it bugs me too, especially with the later stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Fortitude sucked kind of, and it just,
It's not just because of that, but because the music also sucked.
It's not that exactly. Album
is not very good.
It's weak. Think I even gave that album a chance.
I shouldn't say it sucked. It's weak, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Compared to like The Way of All Flesh, the album after this. This is their third album.
So you told me, you said earlier that this is your favorite album probably by them, right? You say it's the best, considered the best?
It's, if you Google it, I think that's something you'd find out.
Oh, okay.
But for me, it's really hard to pick my favorite Gojira, dude. Because I kind of like bits of every Gojira.
I kind of feel like I'm in the same boat. Like, I don't consider myself like a huge Gojira fan, but I feel like every album that I've heard of theirs has some really good stuff on it.
Like Born in Winter, Clone. There's so many just banger songs that just kind of span their whole career.
So this is the first album I ever listened to, like, all the way through. Mm-hmm. And it honestly wasn't, like, even that long ago, you know? And I remember, like, sending you guys this, like, I mean, I guess it was about however long ago it was. And I, like, first time ever listening to an album all the way through. So I was kind of glad you picked this album.
You never listened to an album all the way through until this?
No.
Like, any album?
Like, by Gojira.
Oh, okay.
By, I was like, Godzilla. Really?
It always, yeah.
You have, like, a short attention span.
He would skip the last track every time.
Every time. But, yeah, so I was kind of glad you picked this one because I had listened to it a few times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, rad.
Yeah. And, like, what's crazy about this is, like, I've heard people use the word technical with this band.
I don't think it's technical. It is, but I wouldn't use that word.
To me, this sounds like a progressive groove, really rhythmic band.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing too technical except for, like,
the time. I literally wrote progressive groove metal.
I feel like you're kind of there because I feel like every time this band, before I got into this band, every time they were described to me, they were like this extremely heavy, like this mighty, like prolific technical band, and then I listened to it. I was like, they're more groove than they are tech. I feel like there's some crazy time signatures in it, and it does a good job. I think for me, Gojira's thing is their live shows. Like, they're amazing live. Mm-hmm. They put so much energy into the live shows, and it's not like they're running around the stage and stuff. They just have this.
They,
like,
just play well.
Yeah, they just play well.
They're and
they
tight.
Have this power, yeah, behind them when they're playing live.
Well, it's like I said, it's very rhythmic. So when you play live and you got.
Yeah.
You know,
there's that groove everybody could get into.
Dude, this is definitely groove.
To me, it sounds like like a mix of Pantera, Meshuggah, and like Opeth, right? It has the groovy parts. It has like the very like chuggy, like heavy death metal-ish parts. But there's also like nice parts that you don't expect, like clean guitar and like cleaner vocals. And it's like super complex. It feels like it's complex, like with the drumming and stuff like that. But it's never like, it doesn't.
It's never over the top.
It's never over the top where it's like, we're just playing this because it is complex, like Mathcore sometimes. Yeah. I'm just like,
you know that they're playing complex and you know that the drummer is doing really well and intricate, hard stuff. But he does it so gracefully that you don't even realize that he's like fucking doing insane stuff.
Yeah, exactly. How much effort he's putting into
the music.
Mario's one of the best metal drummers currently, hands down. He does solos and shit on his Instagram, and he's just insanely creative.
Mm-hmm.
He'll play like just double bass, like super fast, like, you know, like super fast for like long periods of time just to warm up. That's like his thing. Does like every day.
He definitely, they take this very serious, you know.
Oh, yeah. Heavy work
ethic. Like, I feel like this earlier stuff is really great because, you know, it's political, it has something to say. It's not even political, it's just talking about our environment, what we need to,
it
you
is.
Know what I mean?
I kind of want to touch on it. I'll come back to it when you get done.
Well, this is where, like, I'm, like, totally for it. I'm totally cool. But then there's, like, where a band can be like, well, people like us for our music and our political views. And then there are people that like us for just the music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this band has gone in such a way of, like, cutting off fans. Like, in the sense of, like, well, we're going this way, we're going political. If you're not for it, we don't really kind of care.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that is what they're doing, but that's what they're doing.
I feel like, and my only beef with this album is that I feel like that shit starts here.
Yeah. Well, I think it's cool. I think I like the concept and everything. But this is such a serious album, apparently, for them. Mm-hmm. And the lyrics just give me the runaround. Like, well, I feel like he's saying the same thing.
He does. He kind of repeats himself. But yeah. I know exactly where you're coming from, because that was my issue with their later releases. I feel like they drew that hard line in the sand. And before, it was like, oh, yeah, we do all this music and it has a political undertone and statement that we're trying to make. But they didn't hold that, like, to your face. Yeah, and, like,
if you're coming to hear us to rock, then you're coming to hear us to rock.
But now I feel like there's so much, it's more based on the political side first and then the musical side afterwards. So I feel like that latest single they put out with Amazonia, I feel like that was really in your face political movement. Like, even the video was stamped in your face. Like, hey, we have to help this.
It's a very Bono thing to do. not to say it doesn't belong in.
You two sucks.
No, yeah. I get it. For the record. Yeah, totally. 100%. Somebody needs to help that or be like, it needs to be brought to the forefront of what's going on. But I feel like there's better ways to do it without forcing it on.
At least when Cattle Decapitation does it, they're like talking about murdering people.
It's also like going to a big corporation, like fast food place, and then they're like, would you like to round up and pay these, you know, for this such and
sponsored
such
sponsored by Gojira.
You know, no. You should be doing that anyways because you're fucking McDonald's.
Yeah, you make billions of dollars a year. You serve.
Why are you asking me to?
Pay your damn employees better.
That's so true. That's funny. Like, political activism to me is like more like punk rock.
And I don't think punk rock's political. I think
metal's like a middle finger, right?
Fuck you guys. I feel like punk rock's more of a fuck you than metal is.
Yeah, I feel like
metal's always kind of danced to its own tune and kind of like done their own thing. And it's always been like on the side of what was politically acceptable at the time. Punk rock was always in your face. Let's call to arms like this whole movement of whatever.
It's very do-it-yourself.
Yeah. And point out all the issues we're having. And I feel like punk rock bleeding into it is kind of where this is at.
Oh, for sure. I think these bands were definitely, I think this band is definitely influenced by a punk rock ethic.
Yeah, maybe.
And also this band is, you know, they're open about it too, like big Metallica fans. Oh, Metallica's always kind of had,
you can
like
hear the influence.
Yeah, for sure. I really like the heavy riffs that come in on this. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh my God.
Some of them are just heavy as shit. Ocean Planet starts heavy, goes almost melodic at points. From the Sky, I think, is the best song on the album.
It's a banger,
Heavy Matter of the Universe, just heaviest heavy. Matter of the,
yeah.
It's like the heaviest song of the universe.
But these are also spots within the record.
Mm-hmm.
I think also at times it gets hard to differentiate the songs.
I agree.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
There's a lot of blending.
Blendy. There's not much going on. It's very rhythmic.
So on that same note, this was self-produced. So I wonder if that has something to do with it.
I think it has
a consistent sound. I'll give you for sure. Like, yeah, I guess I can hear that. But
I couldn't tell the difference. Okay, there are good parts within these songs, but the other parts of those songs sound like every other part. Like verses sound like verses. Also in the lyrics, like if you're so like wanting to like tell this story, like if you really read these lyrics, they're like running around in circles. He's pretty much saying the same thing with different words. Like, I really don't understand where he's coming from at all. Well, as a writing,
I kind of agree with you, because I feel like the transitions in this album, I get where you're coming from, because I feel like the transitions in this, there's so much breathing space in between each transition. Like a lot of bands, when they transition from like one like time signature to another, they do some kind of intricate weird thing. Gojira, like this album especially, has like this weird like space in between it, and so you don't know if this is from like that transition is usually how you distinguish where a song like where you're at.
I think that spaciness goes with the concept of the album.
Oh, for sure. But I feel like that,
like these are the good parts though.
But I feel like that prevents you from knowing, like you said, which song you're actually on, because there's so much similar between each track.
Well, and there's like seamless transitions between tracks too. Well,
exactly.
Like from Mars to Sirius, like is a smooth transition.
And maybe that's it, because of the space that they put between the transitions, you don't notice it between the space between tracks.
So this is their like third album, and I think they were trying to like find their sound.
And I think personally think this is a young band that got catapulted because they thought they were going to I think this band got catapulted somehow. And I think that
they got catapulted because they're fucking good, dude.
I think they're good, but I think this is like gateway good. There's nothing I don't.
Really?
Yeah. And this is hard for me to say because like when I first heard this album, I was like, God damn, this is really, I like this. This is good. And now that I've had to like really listen to it, it's kind of mediocre to me. The songs are kind of mediocre. I love certain parts though. Mm-hmm. There's certain parts of this. I'm like, this is like where it's at. But I think also at times that, you know, these guys have been playing with each other for so long. I think that they just know how to play with each other. And that could maybe be a bad thing.
That's like us. We know how to play with each other.
You know what I mean? I just feel like it. Maybe they get locked into something and it's just this machine. Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel that within this album. I feel like it's just very...
like complacent? Or comfortable?
No, not necessarily. It's just like they had a sound and they just went with this rhythmic throughout the whole thing. And it has some parts that shine. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. So like going into this, I really wanted to rate it higher, but I give it a 3.9. I think it's pretty diverse, but I heard people saying like best metal album of all time. Get the hell out of here. I don't see that here. Lyrically, I don't see that. Great musicians, but I found myself bored. I found myself bored at times.
So, Casey, what do you rate Gojira from Mars to Sirius? What'd you think?
So, I gave it a 4.1 out of 5. Nice. I feel like it's a good album. I could do without all the in-your-face activism like we talked about. I feel like it's kind of their thing, so I give them a pass on it. And I feel like this was before it got way too, like, accept our... view of this or you know, we don't want anything
we're to do saving kind lives of
thing. Yeah, and that's great, that's what they are. I feel like Magma was a better album for me. I feel like that was kind of my peak. That's where I discovered Gojira. That's like that, way more tracks I actually love.
Magma's good.
But yeah, so 4.1 for me.
I give Gojira from Mars to Sirius a 4.7 out of 5.
Oh, nice.
I think this is a killer album. It might be their best album. The Way of All Flesh is really good as well. That might be a contender. I like Gojira because I don't think any other band really sounds like them.
I agree.
They have a very original signature sound. Mm-hmm. I could see how it would get monotonous or overplayed at time with all this pick scrapes and stuff like that. But this album's fucking killer, dude. I love lots of moments on this.
This album has a great pace through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, the pacing is really great.
And it works good as an album.
It does. And the tone on it, like, the tone, like, the mix is really good.
Sounds awesome.
There's nothing, like, super. It's just, to me, it was just that in-your-face, like.
The vocals could have definitely been more diverse. And when they were diverse, they, like, brought in other people to make them diverse. Mm-hmm. Like, with the, you know. I guess the only reason, and I'm, 3.9 is a good, it's still pretty high, but. When I listen to this and I hear him talking about being contemporaries with, you know, Metallica and stuff like that, dude, you're like, no.
This blows Metallica out of the water.
No. Nah. You can't regard this band that. To me personally, I love that they are doing what they want to do, and I respect anybody that can, you know, make a living out of that. But this, like, some of the best metal I've ever heard, oh.
Fair point.
Yeah. So you remember a couple episodes ago, Nathan was talking about that vomit feeling that you get. That's what his face just did right now.
But the point is that, like, it's good.
Yeah.
But to be like, it's the best, like, one of the best metal bands ever.
Like, I disagree. I think this is great.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad that we can all have our own opinion.
You gotta realize, I discovered this when, like, the most popular shit was, like, metalcore and Slipknot.
Well, I just want to say that, like, if you guys don't agree with my rating, I don't ever want to talk to you guys again.
I think I'm done talking.
This is Blender Style. That was Gojira from Mars to Sirius. Thanks. Like, subscribe. Leave a comment. Let us know what else we should review.
Save the whales.
Huh. Hi, my last name is Willie. My first name is Free.